بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Women in the government of Imam Mahdi عليه السلام. Woman among the reflections of Jamal and Jalal, beauty and might of the Almighty Allah. She in this journey has been the companion of sweet and sour. With the prophets in their tough tasks, she was side by side. She supported the prophets and the noble. An example is Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, the great Pharaoh who claimed to be the god. Asiya, initially in saving, protecting, raising and finally supporting Prophet Musa and defending him to a point that she is punished, killed in the worst way by her own husband. Yet she does not abandon supporting Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Mashita is ready to die with her children in the blazing ovens, safeguarding her faith, her iman. Hajar submits to the most severe commands of her lord in the most extreme weathers in a land with no water and no green. Women are the first educators of humanity. They are the first to educate and raise man with the best of virtues, with kindness and patience. It is the woman who protects man from the satanic traps, from corruption and wrong. She can help man reach the highest peaks of perfection. On numerous occasions, this point has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. A surah named the woman Nisa and another called Maryam is a further top-up to this claim. In other surahs, the believing women and their miraculous performance of their loyalty, obedience and bravery can be seen. In Surah Tahreem, two of the best of women have been mentioned. The Almighty says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِمْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah draws another example. For those who have faith, the wife of Pharaoh, when she said, My Lord, build me a home near you in the paradise and deliver me from Pharaoh and his conduct, and deliver me from the wrongdoing lot. The Holy Quran has amazing words for Maryam alayha salam. Was it not because of her marvelous character, sincerity, worship, servitude, and above all protecting her chastity, haya? Many women have performed miraculous tasks in the early wars of Islam, in the battles of Siffin and in Karbala, in the service of Husayn ibn Ali Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Even today, many women, like many men, think about the universal revolution, the one rule of the promised return of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. How will he prevail over the superpowers? What is his program? Who will be with him? What would be our role? What will the role of the women then be? Who are his enemies? And what are the secrets of his success? Looking back into history, the inhumane behavior of man before Islam towards the woman and girls is not hidden from anyone. It was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam who brought hope, who erased the evil thoughts of the era of ignorance. It was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam who strived to restore the true identity of the woman alot. The support of the women throughout history is a proof to this claim. Some of these services and supports were during the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and Amirul Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam. Khadija alayha salam, the first Muslim woman who gave away all her possessions in the way of Islam. Her daughter Zahra alayha salam too served to her best and the last breath towards this noble cause. Defending Walaya and Imama, she was martyred. Our scholars have a chapter named Babun Nisa, wherein the female reporters of Ahadith have been listed. 62 names are mentioned. This is a great rank that the words of Ma'sumin be transferred to generations through women. Many served the Prophet ﷺ in the battles he fought. Nursing, caring, delivering water, catering, safekeeping of the belongings of the soldiers, transferring the wounded were among their tasks. The same was during the time of Amirul Mu'mineen. Women supporting Islam and Muslims were many. For them, supporting their leader was the foremost duty. When the enemies had laid plots to kill Amirul Mu'mineen, while he was in prayers, Asma, the daughter of Umais, through her maid, informed Amirul Mu'mineen of the evil plots. Umm Salama, the noble wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, supported Imam Ali alayhi salam on many occasions. She tried her best to stop Hazrat Aisha, Talha and Zubair from confronting Imam Ali alayhi salam. The mother of Abdullah bin Abbas is among the pious women who sent a message from the tribe of Jahina to Amirul Mu'mineen, informing him of the move of Talha and Zubair to Basra. In the Battle of Siffin, many women, by their fierce speeches, made the soldiers gather and fight in support of the Imam alayhi salam. So much so that Muawiyah was extremely angry by this movement, as this resulted in the moral support of his enemies and weakened his presence. The historians have reported that many women loyal to Amir al-Mu'mineen in the army of Muawiyah reported to the Imam of the strategies of Muawiyah. Asma bint Umais. Ja'far, her husband, was martyred. She resettles. Abu Bakr weds her. Muhammad bin Abu Bakr is born. Asma raises and educates him such that Muhammad was among those personalities in whom Amir al-Mu'mineen confides a lot. She was the best of parents who raised him with the maximum devotion towards the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. She always advised him about devotion and servitude towards the progeny of Ali alayhi salam. Despite being the wife of Abu Bakr, she strived, supported and worked for the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. She praised and lauded the virtues of the Prophet's household at all times. Her courage, her loyalty towards the Ahlul Bayt was such that she negates the sayings of her own husband who speaks against them. In the event of Fadak, she openly confronts them and says, "You are tyrants and oppressors and have usurped the right from its rightful owner." Ibn Abil Hadith, the Sunni commentator of Nahj al-Balagha, writes, "A consultative meeting was held at Abu Bakr's house. That when Abu Bakr recites the salam of his prayers, Khalid bin Walid to kill Ali alayhi salam. Asma found out. She sends a maid to Imam Ali alayhi salam, asks the maid to recite this verse from Quran for Ali. Inna al-mala' ya'tamiruna bik liyaqtuluka fakhruj inni laka min an-nasihin. That is, the chiefs are taking counsel together about you to slay you, so get yourself away, for I do give you sincere advice." Imam sends the maid with the following phrase: فَمَنْ يَقْتُلَ النَّاكِثِينَ وَالْقَاسِتِينَ وَالْمَارِقِينَ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. That if they kill me, then who will kill the companions of the battle of the camel? Asma was comforted that their conspiracies would do no harm to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Women in the government of Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. In the difficult era of the minor occultation, Ghaibat al-Sughra, when the Shias were faced with a great test and were to acknowledge and get used to the absence of Ghaibat of the Imam, we find that a woman is introduced and is given the task of being the shelter and refuge in this period of Ghaibat, and that was the mother of Imam Askari alayhi salam. Although Imam Hadi and Askari alayhim assalam had availed and made preparations of the era of Ghaibat and had appointed noble personalities like Usman bin Sa'id and his son Muhammad bin Usman as their representatives, the station and rank of Hazrat Jadda alayha salam, the mother of Imam Askari alayhi salam, was used for this task, and she was known as the refuge and shelter of the Shias. For 2 years after the Shahadat martyrdom of Imam Askari alayhi salam, many of the tasks were performed by his mother under the guidance and instructions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Sheikh Saduq rahmatullah alayhi reports from Ahmad bin Ibrahim, in the year 262 after Hijrah, I came to Hakima, daughter of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, and spoke to her from behind a curtain. I inquired her about her aqaid, her faith about the Imams. And she named each one of them and finally named Hujjat ibn al-Hasan alayhi salam. I asked her, where was he? She replied, in ghaiba, in occultation. I then said, in this time, where do I seek refuge in? She replied, his grandmother, Imam Askari's mother. She then added, these are the instructions of Imam Askari alayhi salam, following Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, to protect the life of his son Sajjad, advises his sister Zainab. And in those days, instructions of Imam Sajjad were attributed to Zainab alayhi salam, so that Imam stays away from the limelight. This rank and position of Jadda continued until the special envoys of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam were all established and known in the community. After the martyrdom of Imam Askari alayhi salam, we find that a woman changes the policies of the Abbasi dynasty. Further to the information of Ja'far Kazzab the liar, the officials from the Abbasi dynasty in search of the child come to the Imam's house. They attack the house and arrest Saiqal. She was questioned about the child. So that the issue remains a secret and a mystery for them, she said she was pregnant. Saiqal the maid remained in the custody of the Chief Justice, Abish Shawarib. She fled away in the uprisings that took place. So a woman protected the house of Imamat. In the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, there are some women in his cabinet. Who are they? What are their tasks? The nucleus of the Imam's servants, the foremost to cluster around him after his return, are those who will be living at that very time. Salama reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, like pigeons, men from all four corners will gather around the Imam. From the 300 odd men, a few are women. In the second report, Jabir bin Yazid Jufi reports in a lengthy hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam about the signs that would unfold at the time of his return. Says 300 odd men will gather in Mecca, 50 of them are women. Without any prior arrangements, they will cluster around the Imam. The heavenly women. The Almighty Allah has saved 400 women in the skies. After the arrival of the Imam, they will be sent to the earth to serve him with Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Reporting from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, says Prophet Isa alayhi salam will descend to the earth with 800 men and 400 women. They are the best of people who ever existed. There have been many in the past who Allah, due to His divine wisdom, took them to the skies for certain tasks and will return to help the Imam after his return. Raj'at, returning of the women. Among the helpers of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif are a few women that Allah will bring them back to life. A group of them have been mentioned by their names. Some others are promised to return. The Almighty, as mark of respect and gratitude, will bring them back to life to serve the Imam of time, Mahdi alayhi salam. One of them is Siana Mashita, one of the promised women to return to serve the Imam. She is the wife of Hisqil, Fir'aun's cousin, a beautician by profession working for Fir'aun's daughter. Like her husband, she too has faith in Musa but hides her faith. One day when she was doing Fir'aun's daughter's hair, the comb fell off her hand and she uttered the name of God. Fir'aun's daughter said, "Did you utter the name of my father?" "No," she replied, "I uttered the name of someone who is the creator of your father." She reports to her father, Fir'aun's summons Siana. Furious at her, says, "Don't you believe in me being the God?" She replies, "Never will I leave my faith and never will I ever bow before you." An oven to melt copper was made upon Fir'aun's instructions, and all her children in her presence were thrown in the oven. When it was her infant's turn, she was about to switch in words to save the child, but the infant spoke to her, "Mother, don't. Be patient, as you are right." The two were also thrown in the oven. For her patience and steadfastness in the way of religion, she will be raised to serve the Imam and in his government. Sumayya, the mother of Ammar Yasir. She is the seventh woman to have embraced Islam. For this very reason, she was punished in the most severe way. Upon the instructions of Abu Jahl, they were told to swear at the Prophet, but they never obeyed Abu Jahl. They were made to wear an iron armor and made to stand in the blazing sun. The Prophet, when he passed by them, invited them to patience and said, "Sabran ya Ali Yasir, fa inna maw'idakum al-jannah." Patience, O progeny of Yasir, indeed your promised meeting place is the heaven. Finally, Abu Jahl killed both of them. This noble woman, who was tortured in the most brutal way and killed in the way of promoting and safeguarding her religion, will be brought back to life in the era of the promised return of Ali Muhammad, the rule of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, so that she sees and witnesses the word of Allah that right will prevail and she serves in the government of Waliyullah. Nasiba, the daughter of Ka'b Maziniyya. She is known as Ammara, one of the selfless, loyal and sacrificing women in the advent of Islam. She served in many of the battles fought by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Her task was caring and looking after the wounded soldiers. In the Battle of Uhud, when many of the Muslims fled away, she ran to defend the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and was heavily wounded, protecting and shielding the Holy Prophet. On seeing the bravery and selflessness of this great woman, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to her son said, "Today the status of your mother is higher in rank than the male soldiers and warriors." The war ended. Nasiba, with 13 heavy wounds, returns home. The instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam were that only the wounded were to follow the enemy. Nasiba got up, but due to the intensive wounds, she could not walk. When the Prophet returns home, he sent Abdullah bin Ka'b Mazani to visit Nasiba on his behalf. He visits her and was happy she was recovering. The good news was given to the Prophet. Nasiba is among those women who will return to serve the Imam of Age, Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Umm Ayman, among the pious women and servants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet addressed her as mother and said, Hadhihi baqiyatu ahli bayti. She is the remainder of my household. Zubaydah, Shaykh Saduq reports that she is among the supporters and followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. She was known to be the wife of Harun al-Rashid, and when her identity was revealed to him, he swore to divorce her. She served a lot. One of the tasks she did was to provide water to Arafat, and had 100 maids who she had trained and educated in learning and memorizing Quran. From her residence, Quran was always heard. She died in 216 after Hijrah. Hubbaba, one of the exalted women who witnessed the lives of 8 Imams and was blessed by all of them. She first met Amirul Mu'mineen and requested for a proof. In her presence, Imam picked a stone and stamped his personal seal on it. The stone was engraved with his seal. He then said to her, After me, whosoever could engrave his seal in the stone is an Imam. After the martyrdom of each Imam, Hubbaba went to see the next Imam, and the same stone was presented to get an impression of their seals, and that stone was engraved. She died 9 months after the martyrdom of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. She was 113 years old when she met Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam, with his index finger, points at her and she regains her youth. She worshipped a lot. Pious women who had passed away before the return of the Imam will be notified in their graves in Barzakh that the Imam has arrived. If you wish, you can join and serve him. Then, by the command of the Almighty Allah, they will be brought back to life. This is not for specific women. Every woman who wished to serve the Imam, her desires and actions were that of the Imam alayhi salam, she may be graced by the special favors of the Almighty Allah to serve the Imam when he returns. One of the conditions is reciting Dua ul-Ahd, as this dua helps in preparing ourselves to accept the rule of the final remnant of Allah. In this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, One who recites it for 40 days will be among the helpers of our Qa'im, and if he died before his return, will be brought back to life after his return to serve him. Waiting for the Imam is among the best of actions. One who waits for the divine rule of Imam alayhi salam is like someone who was martyred in the presence of the Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And if he dies waiting for the Imam alayhi salam is like one who is in the camp of the beloved grandson of Zahra, Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Abu Basir reports from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Shall I inform you of an action without which Allah will not accept any action? We said, Yes, Yabna Rasulullah. He said, Bearing witness of the oneness of the Almighty Allah, the prophecy of His Messenger, accepting all that Allah has said regarding us, love towards us, hating and distancing from our enemies, being obedient to us and being God-weary, pious and waiting for the Imam. He then added, Indeed, we have a government. The Almighty will establish it whenever He wills and whenever He wishes. He further said that one who wants to serve Him must always be in waiting, adorn himself with piety, and if he dies before the Imam's return, is like one who has witnessed the Imam alayhi salam. Dear sisters, if you wish to be his helper and among his friends, if you wish to be among his associates, if you want to be included in the 313, if you want to be among the 400 who will arrive with Prophet Isa, we have to, from this very moment, be friends with him, correct our relationship with him. We have to correct ourselves and align ourselves with him and his teachings. Indeed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, successful are the believers. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ.